continuing with the laws of Bedikas Chametz, of checking Chametz, that we started yesterday. We do it the night of the 14th of Nisan, the night of Erev Pesach. So, continue with Halacha Dalet. Tzrichin livdok b'chol hamakomos. You have to check everywhere. B'chorin v'stakin, in the holes, in the nooks. Kol ma'asha efshar, to whatever extent is possible. V'gam ha'kisim shebivgadim shelo v'shel tinokos shelifamni nosim b'hem chametz tzrichin bdika. And also the pockets of our clothing need to be checked. Certainly that's the case with children, because occasionally we might put chametz in a pocket and forget about it. So a person takes a bar for the road, stick in their pocket, and they forget about it, take a brownie from Kiddush. That stuff has happened, believe it or not. And then you might end up finding it on Pesach. So you have to check the pockets of garments. Then when it's time to destroy the chametz, so just to shake it out to make sure that there's absolutely nothing left. So a couple of ha'aras from Rav Mordechai Willig. Number one, there's a question about, given that most of the time Pesach cleaning is being done in advance of Bedikas Chametz, which is sound advice, so how does that affect Bedikas Chametz? In other words, if I clean, and pretty much a house is spotless, and I'm not going to really find anything, so is there a brachal vatala when I do Bedikas Chametz? So he quotes the Chachma Shlomo saying, "In kibdus hamakom shosha yamim kodem, if you cleaned 3 days before, three times, pa'amim in parentheses, three times before kodem, having makom she'imach nisim bo chametz ve'in tzarech bedika. So such a place, if it's already been cleaned three times, or I guess within the last few days, isn't considered a place where chametz is brought in and doesn't require checking." So in theory, that might be the case. I think, generally speaking, if it's possible that chametz could be in there, we would bring it. And in fact, the Rama brings up the possibility that maybe we don't have any chametz after we've done Pesach cleaning. So he says that we should put the pieces of bread throughout the house so that it's not a bracha l'atala, that we know we'll find something because the bread's being placed around. But the Mishnah Berurah says that, no, it's not a bracha l'atala, because maybe, you know, because the mitzvah is to check. So even if you don't find anything, so great. But you still have a mitzvah to check. That doesn't make it a bracha levatala. In fact, maybe it's better not to put the pieces of bread, because it becomes a chumar da'ase lidei kula. That if I place the bread and I forget about it, so I'm being lenient about the possibility of there being a chametz on Pesach. Based on this Chachma Shlomo, Shari Tshuva, if we've already cleaned the home, maybe there is a concern that it's a bracha vatala if I don't place the pieces of bread, because I've really done such a thorough cleaning. So then they quote Shlomo Zalman Arbach as saying that even if you did clean the whole house, it's not a bracha vatala to check, even if you don't place the pieces of bread, because you still have to, maybe it's not still clean. It was clean a day ago, but maybe something happened. So custom is to place the pieces of bread. But again, one could, in theory, if you didn't have the bread, one could argue that it's not bracha levatala to check without the bread. And Mordechai Willig also notes that when it comes to checking pockets, so you don't necessarily have to do that during a Bedikas Chametz itself. You can do that beforehand, because the main mitzvah is to check the home. It's not, the mitzvah is not really on the garment. It's about the structure of the home. So he says that you could do that beforehand, and same thing with, let's say, one's office or their cars. So that can really be done before the 14th of Nisan. You don't have to check that the night of Erev Pesach. Hayotze mi beiso toch shoshim yom l'chag zakul livdok. So somebody who leaves their home within 30 days of Pesach has to do Bedikas Chametz. In bodik below yedaled, bodik bivracha, the kodom lo yedaled, bodik libracha. So if I check on the 14th, so I make a bracha. If I check before the 14th, then I don't make a bracha. There's a little bit of a suffix about making the bracha when you're doing it before the technical time to do it. So therefore, we shouldn't make a bracha, because suffix brachos lahakim. may depend on what the purpose of the bedika is, because if the purpose is to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbitu, of destroying the chametz, or to be part of that process, so that can really only take place on the 14th of Tzav. If the goal is only to make sure that I don't have chametz, that's a preventative measure, so maybe that applies really, again, within the entire month before Pesach, and one could make a bracha then. But again, we don't make a bracha if we clean, if we're leaving, if we're checking before the 14th of Nisan. Somebody who goes to a hotel on Pesach and you get there on or before the night of the 14th, so then you have to do bedikas chametz. So then at that point you make a bracha for bedikas chametz because you're checking on the night of the 14th like one is supposed to. Now, it could be, one could argue that when it comes to hotels, since they clean the rooms before everybody arrives, so maybe it's considered to be like a place that doesn't really require checking for chametz. So by placing the pieces of bread, so maybe that helps us to be able to make a bracha in that case. Mimagia shambi yom yadalid. So if I arrive during the day of the 14th, if I arrive on Erev Pesach itself, so you do kshiagia shambli bracha. So I should still do a quick check, but do it without a bracha. Zayin, misha misareach etzel acherim. If I am a guest somewhere else, imagia shambel yadalid, yishmas a bracha mebalabais, vacharkachich yivdok is chadaro. So, if I'm being hosted somewhere and I have my own room, so if I'm there the night of the 14th, so I should listen to the bracha of the balabais, and then I should check my own room. Imagia sham beyom yadalid, but if I arrive on the day of the 14th, the obligation to check for chametz is on the host, or the person who owns the place, at least at the moment of bedikas chametz. So at the moment of the requirement to do bedikas chametz, when the time arrives on the night of the 14th, so if the only people that are home are the people who live in the home, so they have the obligation to check all the rooms. It's not the guest's obligation. Unless the guest is already sleeping there, so in which case they should check themselves. But if they only come on the day of the 14th, so they have no obligation to bedikas chametz there. Hachadarim shem mochrim le'ino Yehudi ima chametz. So if I sell rooms to a non-Jew with the chametz, so kevan she'im mochrim ad l'machar. So generally speaking, the rabbi doesn't sell the chametz until the day of the 14th. Im kein chalav b'lay l'chib dika v'chayv levadkam. And therefore, the requirement to do bedikas chametz essentially takes place on the night of the 14th. So I still have a requirement to check them. So, okay, so then I'll finish this and I'll explain. So, mihu imachar chametz b'yud gimel nisan. So let's say I personally go out of my way to sell my chametz on the 13th. So at that point, kodem zman chiv bedika einu chayv livdok. At that point, so then the 14th of Nisan comes, I'm not obligated to check because my place has been sold on the 13th. So the obligation to check did not kick in. Whereas if things are being sold on the 14th, so the obligation to check kicks in before selling. I can't rely on the fact that the sale is taking place tomorrow. I have an obligation right now to check. So a quick overview of Halacha's Heidachat. So essentially, there's an obligation to, really, there's the main time for the mitzvah to do bedikas chametz is the night of the 14th, but there's already sort of an obligation that kicks in already a month before, that if I'm traveling within a month of Pesach, really I have an obligation to check at that point, so in terms of my own home. So my own home, if it's before the night of the 14th, I'll check without a bracha. But if I'm staying somewhere for Pesach, so I still do bedikas chametz in that place if I've arrived by the night of the 14th. So then, so in that case, I do it with a bracha, use the pieces of bread, especially if it's hotel, maybe it's already clean, so it's better to use the pieces of bread. If I'm being hosted in somebody's home, so if I have my own room, then I check it. If not, if I'm arriving on the day of the 14th, then I don't have to check. But in terms of, let's say I go away for Pesach and I'm selling my whole apartment, I'm selling my whole house, so do I have to check anyway? So the point is that, that again, the sale's not really taking place till the day of the 14th. So really, I should be checking before I leave. And Rav Schechter points out that to sell one's home in order to prevent themselves from having to be bedikas chametz, so that's haramba. That's sort of cheating the system a little bit. It's a bit deceptive. So you should do a bedikas chametz to make sure that there's no loose breadcrumbs, things that you didn't know about. You know, so you still have to do a perfunctory search. Okay, it's not Pesach cleaning, but you still have to do a search, even if you're selling your whole home. So that's what I tell people, that they still have an obligation to check their homes, whatever rooms they're selling, even if they're going away for Pesach. Okay, stop there.